7 years behind schedule to become certified for recurring flights to the International Space Station. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
The death toll due to the heat last summer is extreme.
Federal data shows around 2,300 people in the U.S. died last summer, at least partly due to the effects of excessive heat, according to an analysis from the Associated Press. That's the highest number in 45 years of record keeping. And experts say the real death toll is likely even higher. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Well, hold your hat. The Atlantic hurricane season kicks off today. It's supposed to be a doozy. Thanks to warmer than usual temps in the Atlantic Ocean, forecasters are predicting it could be the worst ever, with the potential for as many as 25 named storms. Usually we get around 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table. And was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear. Smokey.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote, because you don't want to go back to 1950, where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Climate scientists are out with new data showing how carbon emissions are making Wisconsin hotter. Sunday is Heat Action Day. More from Mike Moan.
A trio of organizations is behind the new report, which says in the past year, human-caused climate change added an average of 26 more days of extreme heat worldwide. Wisconsin experienced an extra 11 days. In looking at the impact on humans, Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center notes heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes. We don't see the same images of houses being washed away, for example. But heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
The report says local governments can be proactive in short-term and long-term planning to limit these effects. Dr. Freddy Otto with World Weather Attribution says whether it's on the other side of the globe or here in the U.S., certain populations suffer at greater levels when the outdoor temperature spikes.
Especially for those most vulnerable people living in refugee camps or conflict zones, but also elderly people, people living in poor housing in general, are those who bear the brunt of these extreme heat waves that we see across the world.
Other recommendations include designing towns and cities with cool spaces in close proximity to all residents. The authors also call on policymakers to bolster safety laws meant to protect outdoor workers and to strongly enforce existing measures. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, showers and a high near 68. For tonight, some fog and mostly cloudy skies. Chance of a shower, a low of 56. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on your Sunday. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs to the upper 70s. For Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 80.
Currently 59 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a new program in La Crosse trying to keep items out of dumpsters and put them to better use. Also a round of the good, the bad, and please let's not do this. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
June 1st, 2024. If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown. And I'm joined by my faithful producer, the mighty Max Martinson. Max, how are you today?
I am doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day outside today.
And Max is sporting a Toronto Blue Jays jersey. Very cool. He got it at AmFam when he was at a Brewers game.
It was at Rogers Center last year.
The Brewers were playing at Toronto. Yep. I stand corrected. Yep. Even better, though.
Yep.
Wonderful city and a great little vacation for you, I bet.
Yeah. Went with my best friend from California. He flew to Milwaukee. Nice. We drove there, so...
Did you happen to get to the Toronto Science Center? I know it sounds...
We did not.
That was awesome.
We got to Niagara.
There you go.
We got to CN Tower.
Did you get to the Hockey Hall of Fame, the NHL Hockey?
Yes.
Wasn't that fantastic, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't... My friend wasn't a huge hockey fan, but okay. I enjoyed it because I just...
Love it.
I love sports in general. So.
Same here. Oh, we're... This is the beginning of a beautiful relationship, Max. Max is fairly... new to us here at WAUK, and more on Max, but we're both coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios in downtown, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And speaking of suffragette heritage, it's another election year. And my original list of guests were three candidates, two candidates for the 82nd Assembly seat, challenging incumbent Scott Allen, who will be my guest next week. The first guest, 18-year-old Samuel D'Amico, I believe that's how old he is. Sam had a family emergency, so he will be joining us next week in the final half hour after Scott Allen. And covering that interview will be James Santel, because I'll be leaving a little early to attend my son's graduation from Waukesha South High School. That's right. Next week is graduation day for all the Waukesha High School. So can you believe it? We're already halfway through the year? I mean, this year's gone by pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah. Even my first year in college, it feels like it was yesterday that I just got done with the first semester.
Yeah.
So
right.
Now that I'm off for summer, it's like, I don't know what to do with myself. Like, it's like, when's the next project? What do I have next?
Oh, well, plenty for you here though, Max. I guarantee that. So, but who is still coming is Samuel's opponent in the Democratic primary. No stranger to politics or to local government. Kevin Riley is my next, will be my first guest now. He was my originally my second guest, but Kevin should be here around the in the second half hour, if you will, in this first hour. And then in the next segment, we'll have Megan Locke, who was originally also a candidate for the second district, but she decided to jump over to the 28th district Senate seat held by incumbent Julian Bradley. So we look forward to seeing Megan and getting to know more about her, as well as getting to know more about Kevin. We've got some local news, including sports. It's been a great week for Waukesha North. We're going to talk about a Celtic farewell at Waukesha South High School. And great news about a guest I had on back on February during Black History Month, a local young talent done well. And Scotty Summer, a new promotion from Civic Media, we'll be catching up on, as well as our weekly Farmers Market segment. And Jane Matinier, one of the great legends of radio and the host of Matinier on Air, that airs 10 to 12 Monday through Friday. We'll be running the exhibit. Our booth at the Farmers Market will be calling in at the first of the second hour and also in the about 8:35. So she's going to give us some great news on this beautiful Saturday. It looks like great weather for a Farmers Market. Maybe a little cooler than we'd like, but still it's I love that the cooler weather and the as we're approaching summer on these Saturday mornings.
Yeah, my dad's perfect temperature is about what it is today. 60 degrees and cloudy. That's he'll be out and about in that kind of weather. But we're going to talk about sports. How about the Brewers? Two straight series wins, 2-1 over the Red Sox, 3-1 over the Cubs, putting up a league high this season in hits last night with 20, I believe it was 23.
So what was the final score last night?
Last night it was 12-5.
Wow, because we went to get carry out at Mainstream. Have you had the burgers at Mainstream?
I'm in Milwaukee.
You owe it to yourself to to come to, you know, maybe catch lunch here after you're done with. So Max is here on Saturday mornings. He does my show and he does Amicus, a law review with James Santel, which goes from 9 to 11. So you maybe get over. I'm sure they open 11:30. Get yourself a burger at Mainstream. It you won't be disappointed. Let's put it that way. So I was in there getting carry out. And when I was watching the game, it was 5-4 Sox. And the Brew Crew had a chance. There was two outs and two ducks in the pond for the Brewers there, men in second and third, for those of you who don't get my baseball lingo. And I forget the batter, but he struck out in a beautiful curve from the White Sox pitcher. So, so that was later in the game, I thought. They put in the seven run or eight runs.
Yeah, it was. Wow. It was six in the seventh and then two in the eighth. And they put up a league high in hits for this season with 23.
Oh, so 23 hits.
Yep. They didn't hit a single home run last night. It was all just singles and doubles.
That's just, that's wonderful. It's such a great time when the home team's doing well in baseball. It really makes it fun. And highlights like that.
Yeah. Christian Yelich 5-for-6 with 5 RBIs last night. It was electric.
So, you know, the big star living up to his billing. I know he had struggled for a bit after injuries, you know, a season or two ago, but he's like kind of back to his, prime, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, he started out the year with like an OPS of 1100.
Wow.
And then he had that injury, so it's dropped a little bit, but I think it's back over 1000 after last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, good. Well, I love to hear that, and happy for the Brewers. And you know, it's also a good kind of segue for me. I wanted to dedicate a few minutes on the show to talk about it was announced this week that Major League Baseball will be integration is the right word, but they will be including the data from the old Negro League baseball years with the Major League Baseball, meaning that certain record holders change. So like Josh Gibson, the legendary catcher and slugger, kind of the Babe Ruth, if you will, of the old Negro Leagues from the Homestead Grays. He now has, I guess, the highest slugging percentage.
Yep, slugging, batting average, OPS. Yeah.
And I think, did he have like 800 home runs or something insane like that, too?
Yeah, I don't, I'm not entirely sure, but sure. Somewhere around there.
Yeah. So I think that's important, but I also hope that this is a segue into a bigger problem we have in America, and that's with, you know, youth baseball. Youth sports has become like a $17, $18 billion industry. And basically, it's become the new Jim Crow because sports that were accessible to me and people my generation, where, you know, $25 got you Little League, and there was still, and also rec baseball, which was every day in the morning, Monday through Friday, yep, that a lot of towns had put on. All that has vanished. Now it's like, you know, $25 won't even, you know, get you a good pair of socks. It's like you pay outrageous amounts of money to be in these youth baseball clubs. And it's basically pricing out a lot of lower income people, and unfortunately a lot of people of color. And I can count on three of my kids played youth baseball at different levels. Two of them, you know, kind of advanced a club. The other kind of decided to focus on dance, where she excelled. But in baseball and softball, I think I could count on one hand. Hang on, Kevin. Hang on. Kevin Riley just went. No. Stay right there. can you let Kevin and Max? Kevin Riley's here a little early, which is good. So filling in for his opponent. So anyway, I think I'd love to see Major League Baseball play a leading role in terms of making youth baseball, come on in, making youth baseball accessible and affordable for all American youth. It is our national pastime, and it's not that every kid has a chance to make Major League Baseball, but every kid should have a chance to play the great game, to learn about it. And, you know, one of the beauties and why it is a great American pastime is I got to play. My career ended at sophomore year after JV baseball, but I was a traditional three-inning ball player. So I don't know, Max, if you're familiar, what a two-inning ball player was, you know, there was always that kid that didn't have an athletic bone in his body, but just loved the game and wanted to play. And the Little League rules were that every kid on the team has to play. Every kid has to play at least two innings.
Yep.
Nothing you can do about that. And I was about a three or four inning player because I was a good fielder and I could catch flies. And I was so afraid of hitting. I was afraid of either getting hit or afraid of striking out. And that fear just like wiped me out. And once in my middle school years, when I overcame that fear, I was lights out. And then I was working out for football. And then when I hit the ball, it actually left the infield. And so my last year of like youth baseball, which was ninth grade, I was an all-star. My team won the championship. And so it was just a great way to finish. And also, you know, I ran a 5.740. But again, when you're playing in practice, there's a lot you can do to overcompensate that if you know the game and you're passionate about it and you're paying attention. And so not much got past me. I was able to. And that's why I think every kid should deserve a chance to play baseball. I'd love to see our rec program expand here to offering it every day in the mornings, 9 to 12. Now it's very sporadic. I think it's like weekly. And so anyway, enough on that. Kevin Riley has just joined us. How many minutes before the minute and a half?
Yeah, minute 30.
Minute 30. Okay. So, let's go ahead. And so our first guest was supposed to be our second guest. Comes from a prestigious Waukesha family. His brother, as many of you know, has been our mayor, and is it his third term that he's in? Is that right, Kevin?
Yes, it's his third term.
Okay, can you hear Kevin? Okay,
I don't think.
Awesome. There you go.
Yeah. Sean's on his third term.
So, but this is Sean's brother, Kevin. Who? Tell us about yourself. I know we have a minute, so we'll continue. But give us your elevator pitch in 30 seconds.
Well, I'm a Waukesha kid, and I'm running for the 82nd Assembly, which is the newly redistricted Assembly District. It's the first time in some time that Waukesha has had an Assembly District that's all in the city. Usually they had us cut up into pie pieces.
Sure.
And so I'm anxious to represent Waukesha.
Awesome. So Kevin's going to tell us more about himself and why he wants to be your state assemblyman, as well as more about his career and experience and his you know, growing up in Waukesha. As This Week in Waukesha continues here on WAK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm talking about two ways to save at the grocery store. Tip number one, don't shop when you're hungry. A USC study recently found that hungry shoppers spent 60% more and bought more non-food items than less hungry customers. So, if you're about to shop when you're snacky, don't. Pull over, get a quick bite to eat, And work on tip number two. Make a grocery list and stick to it when you're shopping. I know, so basic, but studies have really shown that making lists save money by cutting down or even cutting out impulse purchases. In my family, we keep our grocery list right on the fridge, and that way we all know what we're shopping for when we head to the store. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
WAUK, 5:40 a.m., 101.1 FM. That's right. It's This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown. And my new tradition is the second lead-in song is from Waukesha's favorite son, Les Paul, and his wife, Mary Ford, with The World is Waiting for the Sunshine. And once again, it works. You know, when I was getting out of bed this morning, it looked cloudy, looked like a threat of rain, or it may have even rained earlier. But the sun is fighting its way through the clouds. A beautiful Saturday morning in the 60s, so you know, not a bad start to a day. A great time for the farmers market. Jane Matnier will be calling in at about 8:10 on the show here to give us an update, and she'll be calling back to give us another update. So that's exciting. And if you're listening to us on the radio, you can also catch us on the Civic Media app. Please download it because you can also call the show from the Civic Media app. It's real easy. You'll see an old telephone icon there, and you click on that, and it'll get you through to Max. It'll patch you through to me. And there you go. And so, but Kevin, I got to ask, you know, you grew up here. What did Les Paul mean to you?
Well, Rhubarb Red, I really only knew of him as a long, far away part of our history.
Right.
Because by the time I started growing up here in the 60s on McCall Street, just a few blocks from here. Les Paul was long gone. He was
taking the show on the road.
Yeah, he was in New York or Nashville or
L.A.
Or selling guitars all over the world. But I did know that he invented the electric guitar, and I used to go by the Club 400, and I, you know, that was the local lore.
Sure.
That walk down the tracks actually was something we took regularly from my house on McCall Street through Carroll College and then down across Grand Avenue.
Now Carroll University. So
yes, that's gonna that kind of shows my boomer age.
You know, yeah,
I was actually having some flashbacks when I came in here because I actually was a DJ on the radio. Back in the late 70s and the early 80s. So nice. I spun records out at UW Waukesha, which I attended for a year. And I also spun records for the Carroll College radio station.
So, Kevin, you'd appreciate that one of the stations in the Civic Media stratosphere, empire, if you will, is WRJN in Racine. And you can get it from the app. And the reason I mentioned this is, and I talked about this last week, is they returned to their original format, which is news and music. And it's the music's just fantastic, especially you're like myself. We both love the oldies. And at any given time, you tune in WRJN from the app, and you're gonna hear some great songs that talk about blasts from the past and flashbacks and conjuring up great memories. And the news reporting's great, too. I mean, Don Rosen and the rest of that team there. So really proud to be a part of that, have that affiliation, and also have that access through the app. So... So Kevin, tell us more about yourself. I mean, you grew up here in Waukesha, you had a career, you said you worked for the county.
My last paid job was working for the county. I worked for Waukesha County for 16 years.
Okay.
I was a psychiatric technician.
Wow.
On the mental health inpatient unit at Waukesha County Mental Health.
Sure. Sure.
And, that was a great, great job. I loved it. I got to use all my different skill sets. I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic. I've been clean 35 years.
Congratulations. Thanks for sharing, too.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, and it's... I'm only bringing it up because it references the job.
Sure.
So being in recovery for a long time and clean, that made me very insightful and effective dealing with people on the mental health unit that were dealing with drug and alcohol issues. And I think I have some, if not great insight, at least some empathy for the,
sure,
for the situation. And then I've also done martial arts all my life. So the psychiatric technician job was basically, it was doing some of the regular CNA work. Nurse. I've got a certified nursing assistant license and all, and I've done that work. I worked in hospice for a long time before that. I worked with developmental disabilities. I worked with traumatic brain injury and end of life care. So I'd been doing hospital mental health, and I also did corrections work too. I worked in corrections, sure. But anyway, so I was the physical, the mental, and the empathy made me ideal for the position, which was to help people deal with some of the hardest times of their life. And sometimes that involved being completely afraid or completely angry and sometimes out of control. So,
sure. Well, and so it's fair to say that mental health would be an important pillar for your campaign and how we could maybe be doing better at the state level.
Only in as far as it pertains to all the other health services and the universities and the schools and the municipalities and the police and the fire, one of the big things that I want to address is the shared revenue and the reimbursement of counties, municipalities, schools, and universities by the state. Right now they're sitting on a $5 billion. It looks like a slush fund. They won't call it that, but that's what it looks like. It was paid in over they had it up over $8 billion at one time, I believe, but it's basically been going up and up over the last 20 years. They came up with some formulas that limited the municipalities and the counties, and then they kept cutting funding to the universities. And these were taxes that we always paid in, thinking we've paid our tax dollars, Don, all this time, thinking we're adequately funding our schools, we're adequately funding our municipalities, our healthcare, and we were. But what they did was they were skimming it off the top, and they created this big pile of money, and it's supposed to be shared among all these Wisconsin entities that we paid our tax dollars for. And they haven't been giving it back. The universities are a great example. When I went to school at UW-Waukesha and then on to UW-Oshkosh, we were funding our state universities at 40%. And now it's down to 14%. Mm-hmm. And that's just not right. You know, our kids and our grandkids should have the same opportunities that we were to not only go to a good school, but also not be bankrupted by it. And that's why I'm running. So yes, in answer to your question about a mental health, it is a big part of it.
We can always do better. Yep. So we're going to continue talking with Kevin Riley, candidate for state assembly, why he wants to run and what how he can leverage his experiences to do better by the people of Waukesha in the 82nd district. And Kevin's a graduate of Waukesha South High School, and I thought he'd appreciate there was an emotional send-off on Thursday night with the Waukesha marching band for their seniors. It was called a Celtic Farewell, and it was a very emotional moment. We saw it on social media. I encourage you to check it out. You can find it on a lot of Waukesha South pages, and was not a dry eye in the house from what I understand. And Kevin, I know, is a fellow Irishman, very passionate about his heritage, and I think you would enjoy that Celtic Farewell. So, but this is only the beginning for Kevin Riley's campaign for state assembly. So we look forward to learning more about it here in This Week in Waukesha on WUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. My heart is calling for you, the thrush on
ice. You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio. CBS News Brief. President Biden says Israel's made a proposal to end the war in Gaza. CBS's MTS Tayyab calls the move.
This is seismic, huge. The ball now in Hamas's court. Hamas will have to come to the table eventually and say whether or not they accept this deal.
Donald Trump's scheduled to be sentenced for his election interference conviction on July 11th, just 4 days before the Republican National Convention. CBS's Robert Costa spoke with Trump's attorney about what could happen.
Is it possible your client could be in jail during the Republican National Convention?
It's possible. That's something that I don't want to think about.
At 12:55 p.m. Eastern time today, Boeing's Starliner set to be launched to the International Space Station. Finally, says CBS's Manuel Bohorquez.
Saturday's scheduled launch is long awaited after 7 years of delays.
From our crew, from our ground teams, we are ready to go fly this mission.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers with a huge comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score of the Brewers 12-5 over the White Sox. Milwaukee with 23 hits, led by Christian Yelich, who went 5-6 with 5 runs batted in, scoring 1 run himself. The White Sox, the worst team in baseball, were leading 3-1 in the 4th inning. Pat Murphy said it reminded him of losing a series to another struggling team, the Marlins, a couple of weeks ago.
You remember Miami. You remember that same thing. We had a bunch of guys in position to score, and we didn't execute, and we didn't do what we had to do. But, you know, again, that's not the easiest thing in the world, you know, so it's part of baseball. You know, a lot of guys, Frelick had an unbelievable night offensively, Perkins, you know, Ortiz, those guys had great nights, along with the obvious with Yelich and Contreras and Terang.
Football, the NFL team featured in this summer's HBO's Hard Knocks will be the Chicago Bears. And first-round pick quarterback Caleb Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, showers and a high near 68. For tonight, some fog and mostly cloudy skies. Chance of a shower, a low of 56. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on your Sunday. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs to the upper 70s. For Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 80.
Currently 59 degrees.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Flood risk can change over time, and a community's flood insurance rate map shows how those risks could affect you. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has developed preliminary flood insurance rate maps for Washington County. FEMA also provides an appeals process for anyone with information that may change their flood hazard determination. To view maps, find your property's risk level, and details on the appeals process, please visit dnrwi.gov and search Washington County Flood Maps. This message is brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and FEMA.
Is credit card debt weighing you down? Are you losing sleep at night worrying about how much you owe? Have you ever used one credit card to pay off another credit card, just prolonging the problem? You're not alone. Half of all Americans are dealing with troubling credit card debt. But there is an answer. Zero Debt USA has proven strategies to eliminate that troubling credit card interest and get you out of debt fast. They can often get your monthly payment down to less than half of what you're currently paying. Work with a company that can help. Visit ZeroDebtUSA.com. Again, ZeroDebtUSA.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha with Don Brown, and I'm joined by the Mighty Max, my producer, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And I played this walkout song, Won't Back Down by Tom Petty, on purpose. So speaking of former Alderman, I had an opportunity to meet up with my former Alder, Kathleen Cummings, who, as many of you know, a few weeks ago was found not guilty in a election fraud trial. And so it was just a really, you know, we were good friends on the council. You know, we didn't agree on everything, but there was no denying her passion and commitment to public service. And she has she will be appearing on some of the civic media shows when she's ready. And it was just great to see. She looked like 10 years younger and like the weight of the world, you know, off of her shoulders. And great to see her. And we have Kevin Riley here, candidate for 82nd district. But before we resume the conversation with Kevin, I wanted to wish the best of luck to the Waukesha North Star track athletes, competing this weekend at the state competition in lacrosse. They had a really nice send off. I believe that took place on Thursday. And, so I'm happy and proud to say, even though I'm from Blackshirt Nation, proud to say go North Stars, all the best. And congratulations also go out to Don Radomski and the Waukesha North Star baseball team winning the regional championship on Thursday night in a 5-4 nail biter at Waukesha West against the Wolverines of Waukesha West. And the atmosphere was electric. I don't think there was an empty seat in the house. And very emotional game, and with the bases loaded and two outs, relieving pitcher Cooper Haas got the third out with a deep fly to right field, and that ended. It was caught, and that ended it. And congrats also to the starting pitcher AJ Curtis, who spread three runs across five innings. I think it was 5 2/3 innings actually. Before the lefty Cooper Haas came in, and so many great highlights. Don Radomski's son, sophomore Tommy Radomski, second base, had an RBI single earlier in the game to kind of get things in motion for the North Stars. So they play in the sectional championship at the Doc Hound Stadium out there in Oconomowoc. Is it Oconomowoc or Delafield? Out there. Anyway, that's Tuesday. So, again, good luck to the baseball North Stars in addition to the track North Stars. And anyway, Kevin Riley was kind enough to join us earlier after Sam D'Amico had to postpone due to personal reasons. But he'll be joining us in the last half hour of This Week in Waukesha next week. And Jim Santel will be asking the questions. He'll be filling in for me so I can leave early for my son's graduation for Waukesha South. So,
oh, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. He's going to go to Eau Claire for football and secondary education.
Oh, so, that's amazing.
Couldn't
that's
be prouder.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. So Kevin, why do you want to be assemblyman? And let's call it assemblyman. State rep is just so, it doesn't give you the, you know, Representative Riley doesn't sound as good as Assemblyman Riley if you win, correct?
I'll take either one. If that's an
endorsement. Don't call me late for dinner,
If that's an endorsement, Don, then thank you.
Yeah, no, I cannot confirm or deny that. Just
no,
I'm
kidding.
It's fun to dream, though, you know.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care too much about the title. Sure. I definitely want to step up and represent Waukesha in Madison. It's kind of a perfect time for me. I've been a single dad for a lot of my life, and then I was working in the healthcare field and the mental health field for many years, and I really wasn't in a position to take on something like this. But then I retired 2.5 years ago to take care of my mother. She was living at the Avalon, and I was her caregiver the last most of the last 4 or 5 years. And she passed away this past summer.
I remember, yeah.
And she was kind of famous here in Waukesha.
Sure. We used to speak Gaelic together and sing Paddy Riley songs.
Yes, she was. Yeah. If you've been to any of the Irish pubs in Waukesha, there's a good chance you knew my mom either as Peggy or Grandma or just that crazy lady that goes up and jigs and dances and sings with the bands.
Sure, sure. So, Well, and I remember when Chill was open. I think that's what it was called, behind Daddy's.
Chills.
I think it was a weekly Friday tradition where your brother Sean, the mayor, would take her out for cocktails on the Friday nights at Chills.
Yeah, she would also. She had and I think I can tell this story now that she's passed away. But if you're listening at the Avalon, please forgive me. But she would go in one door when we drop her off. And then she'd sneak out and then go out the back door where there was no cameras.
Nice.
Because she didn't want her friends in the building to know that she was out so late.
She was still, yeah.
So it was kind of a big turnaround from when we were kids and we would come home, check in with my parents at the front door. I lived on a two level. And then we'd go downstairs and then we'd go right out the back door and then head out for some more fun. Nice. And for frivolity. So it was a good turnaround. It was pretty often that we would drop Peggy. Sure. Peggy off, and then we would circle the block once, and we would see her on her little, pushing her little scooter across the street to Chills.
Nice.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah, she is finally remembered. And so would you say she was an inspiration for you to participate in public service? And
my whole family was. My father actually started his career here in Waukesha as assistant district attorney. I think that was way back before I was born, maybe 1959.
Sure.
And then he worked at the district attorney's office for some years and then ran for DA. And I think that would have been 64.
Okay.
Maybe later.
Yeah.
But close to that, I was a toddler.
Did he win in 64?
No, that was the interesting story. He lost.
I remember Sean telling me that it had a lot to do with his Catholic faith or his Irish Catholic heritage. That was even though Pat Lucey was our governor.
Yeah.
And Kennedy was in the White House, or he had already been in the White House, that.
Well,
there was the stigma.
My dad was always a spiritual person. We always thought he went to work early. He would be up and out of the house by like some crazy hour.
I'm sorry, what's that, Max?
We finally found the Google link for the
great, so we'll be able to join StreamYard. Yeah, so I'm sorry, keep talking, Kevin. How are we doing on time here?
Got about 6 minutes.
Oh great,
left.
I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead, continue, Kevin, my apologies.
So anyway, he would leave. We thought he was leaving for work, but actually it turns out that every day he would stop at church and meditate and pray, and if there was a service, he'd be there for the service, and he'd do that almost every day.
Okay. I apologize, Max, that's in the chat here. Is that where you sent the link?
Okay. I sent it directly to you.
Yep, I see it now. Okay. Thank you again, Kevin. See, this way, Kevin, we're going to get you on video, too.
Oh, great.
If I can figure this out here.
So anyway, my father was always, but he was also pretty much deep into the philosophy. He would explain St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. And
okay.
We actually debated the great Catholic thinkers at the breakfast and the
sure.
dinner table. That was not unusual.
For some reason, this link's not opening, Max. Could you just send it via regular email to is that possible? Great. Thank you. Sorry about that. So we want to get you on video here, Kevin.
Okay.
So, but continue.
Yeah, I was trying to explain the joke to my wife this morning that I've got a face for radio, and my wife is from Venezuela. She's a U.S. citizen. But sometimes humor doesn't always translate, and it took me a while to explain to her what the meaning of a face for radio was as a joke.
Sure.
But
sure.
Anyway, my dad was a deeply spiritual person. I assumed every father was like that growing up. Of course, there was so many of us that we were kind of a tribe to ourselves. But
sure.
Anyway, he ran for DA and he lost.
Okay.
And initially he was you know, he said he was crushed by it, but almost as soon as the results were announced, he got a call from I think it's Bill Hippenmeyer, who was a very very well-respected attorney here in Waukesha and had one of the most prestigious law firms in town. And I guess he asked my dad if he would come on as a partner. And so my dad went from losing the DA to getting partner in a prestigious Waukesha law firm. He said it was wonderful. It couldn't have worked out any better for him. But nice. I do know that he always had, his dream was always to be a judge and to maybe even aspire to the state Supreme Court. He had a real, real keen legal mind. And he loved debate and he loved philosophy and logic. And anyway, but then they had 9 kids and he said, I never could have afforded
sure
all you guys on a judge's salary. So it was actually a godsend that I didn't get it, that I was unsuccessful in politics.
Sure, sure. Interesting.
Yeah, I believe I don't know which governor it was, but at one point, one of the governors was quizzing whether my dad would be open to an appointment. And nice. At the time, I think he had 4 kids in high school and 2 or 3 kids in college.
Okay.
And he did the math and he said, I can't do it right now, governor. I can't nice. Do it.
Yeah. Wow.
And
family first.
At least that's the apocryphal story that I've sure. heard. So sure. I couldn't verify that, yeah. but that would not surprise me if that's accurate.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, and we talked about this, speaking of family history, the Reillys for at least 2 generations were members of the Republican Party. Your brother Sean drew international attention when he left the party as a result of the events of January 6th in Washington, D.C. in 2021. But you are running as a Democrat.
I am. I am running as a Democrat, and the Reillys have historically been a fairly well-connected.
Can you let Megan in, Max? Sorry about that.
A well-connected Republican family. In fact, my father was the campaign manager for Glenn Davis, who was the congressman from Wisconsin for, I want to say, 3 or 4 terms.
Sure.
And then he was best friends with Odie Fish, who was very influential in state Republican politics and also national Republican politics. I believe I'm not sure which Republican convention he was involved in, but I think he was a chair for one of the Republican national conventions.
Terrific.
And my father was connected. He golfed with, I know he golfed with Nixon and Ford, and I think he golfed with some of the other presidents. But Gerald Ford was at our house when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was deeply entrenched to be part of the Republican Party. But
sure.
The odd thing is my father was also famous for his St. Patrick's Day parties. And as well as all the influential Republican people, all the Democrats would come to his parties as well. So sure. This was a different Republican Party my father was part of.
It was a greater camaraderie back then.
Yes, it was. Let's fight fair. Let's get in the ring. Let's exchange blows in a fair manner.
But let's get work done.
And then, but when the bout's over, we tap gloves and we agree on who won. And and you hold up the arm of the other person who won that one because next time it's going to be you.
And sometimes you lift both arms. And, you know, there was a very well-documented kinship between President Reagan and Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, a couple hours. And they got a lot of work done. Now, whether you agree with the progress of that work or not, there was definitely a lot more bipartisan cooperation and willingness to get things done for the greater good. And we haven't seen that in almost a generation now.
Yeah, with some exceptions. Yeah. But I sit on a number of boards at the for the city.
So I apologize. Yeah. We're gonna let Kevin continue here as well as how he plans to kind of break up some of that gridlock if he becomes our this next state assemblyman for the 82nd district. Stick around for This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Alba Show.
In the starlit nights, I saw you. So cruelly, you kissed me. Your lips are magic.
Do you recognize this one, Kevin?
I do recognize it, but I'm...
maybe a little ahead or past your time. The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yes, I do remember Echo and the Bunnymen. My radio shows were at the time they were, you know, you the DJ could do their own format.
Okay.
Especially for college radio.
Sure.
So my genre was odd and obscure. So I tried to play anything that the other people weren't playing. So I was playing reggae and I was playing
college radio. Great.
British punk. And I was playing German techno and I was doing all these bands from around the world that other people weren't even aware were a genre at the time.
Very cool. So, and now you are a candidate for the 82nd district challenging Scott Allen, incumbent. Now we say incumbent, but even Scott has acknowledged that with the fair maps being redrawn, as they say, that the district has about 40 or almost half, less than half, somewhere in that 40s number percentage wise of Scott's original district has changed. And so in a lot of ways it's he's running as a first time candidate, or at least for people he's representing for the first time. And then secondarily, he is it's makes for an interesting competition. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I don't need to look at Scott's situation. I'm just looking at mine.
Sure.
I've always been for Waukesha. I ran all three of Sean's election campaigns. I've always been interested and followed Waukesha politics, the municipal scene. So my interest is really the city of Waukesha, and it's a new district. It's the first time Waukesha has had its own. I mean, before we were kind of cut up into pie pieces.
Yeah.
If Scott had a piece of that pie, I'm not sure whether he looked at, like you said, it was under 40 or under 50% of his district. So I don't think he looked at the city of Waukesha as really his concern, but that's what I'm planning on doing, is representing the city of Waukesha.
In the state assembly.
Correct.
In the House. Yeah. Terrific. And what would you say are like your three major platform, like what are the things you'd like to get done as our state assemblyman?
Well, number
should you get elected,
number one, address that revenue sharing issue. Right now the state is, like I said, sitting on over $5 billion that we've paid, you and I, Don, and all those Waukesha residents paid in our taxes over the past 20 years, with the understanding that that money was going to our universities, going to our schools, going back to our municipalities in our counties, which do our most of our social services. We thought we were funding them, but they weren't. What they did was they put these crazy caps and formulas on that limited, and sometimes they cut programs, so that, like today, like I said, we're funding our universities at 14%, closing down UW-Waukesha, which just broke my heart.
Sure.
That we are going to regret that so bad in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. I'm looking toward addressing this, because right now what we're what we're doing is we're borrowing against our kids' futures. We've paid this money in, and we should be funding our universities and taking care of our healthcare and our rec programs and funding all the programs, the police, the fire.
Sure.
And what they're doing instead is they're hamstringing and limiting. There's a number of different formulas, but there's other states that do much better than us, particularly like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Their taxes are about the same as ours, and yet their outcomes are vastly different.
I've heard some really interesting comparisons between Wisconsin and Minnesota in terms of their approach to things. Now, would you also say kind of breaking up the gridlock or the really polarizing partisan vitriol? How do you feel? You're mentioning how you could be a champion on that based on your family's experience and your own experience.
Well, like I was referring to before, I sit on a number of city boards. I sit on the Public Works Board. I sit on the Transit Committee Board and the Board of Zoning Appeals. And on those boards, like the city of Waukesha, we have people that are from the far right parties, from the far left parties.
That's what I enjoyed about my time in the council. You'd have some really unusual alliances.
Although
getting work done.
Although technically, most people would consider me because of some of the positions I take on the left. I feel like I'm in the middle because I work with people on both sides and we get the job done. And we can, like I was talking about before, we can discuss our differences in a fair, equitable manner. And I get along with these guys. So we can have a disagreement. We can vote against each other. We can maybe even, not agree strongly on something, but then after the meeting's over, we're shaking hands and we're talking about our kids and we're talking about our pets and our parents and we care about the city. So I don't see any problem. I'm not going to go to Madison with the idea of breaking up the gridlock because I'm just going to stay who I am, which is a guy who fights fair, stands for his issues and doesn't take it personal.
Yeah. So in the minute and a half we have left, Kevin, what is it you want the voters in the 82nd district to know that we haven't covered so far here in the show?
I'm a Waukesha kid. I grew up playing rec baseball. I was rarely put in, but that was because my skill level was so bad. I walked to the YMCA here. I played in Carroll College as my playground. I went to Randall School as a kindergartner. I then went to St. Mary's School, Catholic Memorial. Had some rough times and had to change schools. I graduated from South.
Became a black shirt.
Yeah, I was very grateful for that opportunity. And I was very grateful that we were funding our schools at the time. Now it's because of a bunch of the formulas, the public school kids are really getting a raw deal.
Sure.
Especially the state mandates where they say that the schools have to provide all these specific services for special needs kids and emotionally challenged kids, et cetera, behavioral challenged.
So, Kevin, we got to have you back on the show again, closer to the primary and the other things. Kevin Riley, candidate for the 82nd District, who described that running as a Riley in Waukesha is similar to running as a Kennedy in Massachusetts. So we wish you the best of luck with your campaign. Megan Locke's in studio, and she's on next, our candidate for the state Senate. Plus, Jane Matnier will be joining us from the Farmers Market in our second hour here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
There's an article that's going to come out Monday about John and Gordy on channel3000.com.
And it better be good.
We'll have our review of Doug's review Monday.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8. covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. Max Inc. Radio.
His voice is a dream. Coming up, Eau Claire musician Brian Bethke joins us live for an in-studio concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rucker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.